Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Staffing conundrums and jam-packed event schedules, how can dealing with one help us manage the other? That and more on this installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. We are so glad that you have downloaded the program again this week. Thank you very much for your continued subscriptions and support of this effort as we seek to inform you on the business-related conditions here in the High Country, and that is what this episode of the podcast is all about. We have been talking at length about what is a very challenging time in our workforce. And we have taken it upon ourselves at the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce to try to put some data behind that here. So we're going to give you some of that information that we've been able to cull from our business community here over the last week, because we've all heard the talk, whether it's at the water cooler, the grocery store, the family gathering, or at the business that you're standing out in front of and don't know why it's closed right now. There are lots of things at play in our workforce right now. And because of that, there are lots of situations that we are seeing in terms of day-to-day operation, projecting, week-long operational schedules that are just different, especially different than what we're used to seeing here in the summertime. So we want to try to put a little bit of context around that because it's important. You can't just look at a situation and assume things. You've got to put context and data behind it to understand why things are the way they are, so you can better solve how you can get past those challenges. You know, we have seen just this week a couple of businesses here announced that they were going to be closed for the whole week. One business said that they were going to be closed for at least 2 weeks because of staffing-related things, because of schedule-related issues. Some businesses have had to kind of balance that whole, do we open at a lesser capacity in terms of employees and impact the kind of service we can provide versus just shutting down for a while until we can get the staffing issue squared away. There's a customer a service component that comes into play here, right? Because people form habits, they form them quickly, and they often do so without context. So are you doing yourself a disservice by being open because you're not able to provide the services that you normally provide at the level that you would like to provide them? Or is it best to just try to power through and provide that service and hope that everybody understands that it might take a little while longer? Your availability might not be the same, or, you know, that brand that you have built may not just necessarily look the exact same way. So with all of that said, we put together some data that we're going to go through here in a few moments to give you a snapshot of where the High Country is. We call it our workforce rundown, and give you some data points to consider as we think about what to do next. Part of that is educating our local and statewide elected officials at ways that they can continue to advocate for our area, because North Carolina is a large state. It is one of the most populous states in the country, and it's got a lot of different sectors to it. You've got your big urban areas like Charlotte, Raleigh, Greensboro. You've got your kind of busy rural areas like Boone and, some of the beach communities and, you know, down south of Asheville and, those areas that are largely driven by tourism. You've got university communities throughout the state that look a little bit different from the workforce element right now because college students just simply aren't here in the droves that they normally are. And they make up a huge part of our service industry group, too. So, trying to take into account that it is not a one-size-fits-all solution, and there are not just, you know, it's not a one-source issue either. And we've talked about that at length. It's not just unemployment insurance benefits. It's about access to childcare. It's about people that are serving as primary caregivers and can't get back into the workforce. It's about some people that are just entrepreneurially minded and they took some of that stimulus money and turned it into launching their own business. So they are in the workforce, just not at the place that they were maybe before. So lots of things at play. So as we're looking at those things, it's also important to say, well, here is how our area is performing. So maybe that can introduce just a different wrinkle into the broader conversation about how North Carolina can stabilize its businesses. We do know that the state is cash rich right now. They reported earlier this week that they're clicking ahead at more than 20% of what was in their thought as to their tax revenue for the year. So they're 20% to the good, about $1.9 billion more than they thought they'd have. So there's money to address some of these things and a variety of other issues that are out there too. It's not like any of that other stuff goes away, but how can the state allocate funds to maybe take a little bit of the heat off of businesses so they can get hired fully, so they can provide the essential resources? It's not just about, you know, retail business, restaurant business. We've seen municipalities have a problem hiring people in sanitation, public works. We don't want to see community service disruption. So tackling some of these problems now and putting real information behind it, not what is on a national political narrative, what's real in our area, not what is thought to be real in our area based on, well, this is how North Carolina behaves. North Carolina is behaving a lot of different ways. Just drive around and see. One consistent thing is that we are underemployed right now. So we're hoping to provide some of this information to help give some context so we can get that situation turned around. But with that, another direction we want to go today is what you do when you do get fully staffed. You know, we are spending so much time. It's taking more effort. I'm sure that you feel this, right? It's taking more effort to do what you used to be able to do. It's just harder right now. And we know a lot of times, but part of our DNA here in the High Country is that we do hard all the time. It's always just a little bit more difficult, right? Because it snows, because that's just who we are. So with that said, sometimes we lose valuable time to think down the road a little bit. We're not talking about years and years. We're talking about 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now. If we're talking about staffing and trying to get to a realistic staffing number for our community, what are we staffing for? Are we staffing for the return to school? Are we staffing for football weekends and leaf weekends and all of that kind of stuff? And if so, when are those times? What's the deadline for us? What's that internal clock that's moving that says, we know that this high volume period of time is coming up and we got to be ready to go by then. Otherwise, we're not going to get it. You know, the summer is a time where a lot of people make what I call their hibernation money. They're able to get after it in the summertime. So when our volume drops off a little bit in the winter, or, you know, heaven forbid we have a warm winter, they're not as reliant on those periods of time to be high volume. They still are to a degree sometimes, but it's not necessary for the operation and the survival of the business. So if we're already at 3/4 speed, for the most part, as a collective High Country, you know, what are we leaving on the table and when do we need to try to figure out these challenges by so we can at least take advantage of some of that high volume to protect ourselves for the winter and the cooler months ahead. So we're going to talk about that a little bit. Some resources that we have provided to our members that list out some of those busy high volume times, not to provide anxiety, not to market the events. We're talking about this purely from an operational standpoint. If you know that the weekend of the 18th of September has got a lot of things going on, and the weekend or the week of July 8th has got a lot of things going on, and many other points in between, then maybe that gives you a goal to say, we need to be at a certain employment level by this time, or we need to make sure that as we're hiring people, we communicate that, hey, I need you every weekend in September because of X, Y, and Z. And right now in our day-to-day, we don't have time to go search that information out ourselves. And because people are adding events left and right, trying to get them in before the end of 2021, trying to reschedule things that maybe got thrown out of whack during 2020, we have more things going on now than we normally have. So it's hard to even understand. You know, sometimes you look for things. In the fall, we look for football, leaf weekend, choosing cut. We know when those things are coming. We are seeing non-traditional things show up in times, like Merlefest, for example, being in September. That doesn't even compute with a lot of us because it's never been like that before. But Merlefest is going to come on the heels of our first home football weekend, on the heels of a couple of other large events that are going on at that time, that it's like, oh, wait, that's a lot. And we need to be able to plan for that accordingly. So we're going to talk about a calendar resource that we put together for chamber members, where you can get that, what's on it, and how you can use that information to plan your operational strategies. All that and plenty more on this Workforce Edition of Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, sales, leasing, and property management services.
Welcome back into Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM, our program brought to you each and every week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we talked about before the break, good to get a snapshot of where we really are as a community in terms of workforce. That not only helps us survive the day-to-day, but also helps us plan a little bit. What kind of staffing needs are we going to have as the summer persists and moves into the fall and then moves into the winter? We'll see some changes come up, not only in the influx of visitors, but soon, hopefully starting in July and then moving a little bit more steady heading into the month of August and through mid-August, we will start to see our college students return. And college students are a lot of things. And one of those things are an important piece of our workforce. They make up a lot of those service industry hours that we see in our restaurants and our attractions. And those are some of the places that are really struggling with getting to that full employment number right now. So what we wanted to do, as we have continued to discuss the various issues at play with Senator Deanna Ballard, Representative Ray Pickett, our state representatives here for Watauga County, in talking with Senator Ballard, you know, there was a need to get some more fine-tuned data because everything so far has been kind of that anecdotal word of mouth. This is what I heard. This is what I saw. But sometimes those things are hard to quantify. We know them as true, but then to share that as an official source, sometimes people will say, well, you know, you might have caught that at the wrong time, or that might have been an hour where somebody didn't show up. Is that the true way that a business is operating or a community is operating? So we put pen to paper and put a survey out to our chamber membership very late last week and turned around the results in about 4 days. We had 54 business respondents of a variety of types of businesses, everything from restaurants, accommodations, service, trade, nonprofit, you name it. We had just about everybody. And we asked them a series of 8 questions. And these are just some of the data points that we received out of those questions. They can better help you kind of put your head around maybe why some businesses are operating the way they are. It's not by choice. It is by circumstance. And while some of that choice does turn into operating or not operating because of the customer service ramifications of this, you don't want to necessarily open your doors if you can't fully serve your customers in a way that you know is consistent with your business priorities. Sometimes you have no choice, but if you do have a choice, a lot of people are electing to throttle back rather than throttle up. And we'll get into that here in a moment. So just a few of the data points that came out of what we called workforce rundown. We found that of our 54 respondents, 73% reported open positions to fill. We see that with all of the help wanted signs that are out. Of that group of people that said they had open positions to fill, 21% of those needed 5 or more employees. So we're not talking about 1 or 2 people here that will make a business whole in terms of employment. We're talking about some of our attractions and accommodations needing dozens of employees, not just 1 or 2. So 21% of the respondents out there said they needed 5 or more employees. 67% of our 54 respondents reported barriers to hiring, and that could be anything from not enough applicants to fill a pool for a particular job, or that those applicants aren't adequately trained. So that continues to be somewhat of a moving target for what businesses are willing to take on in terms of training, or in terms of, I'll call it kind of maybe making that adjustment downward from a particular job description and saying, you know, we're willing to, you know, be a little bit more lenient in not getting everything that we want just to get somebody in the door. So 67% of respondents reported barriers to hiring. 41% of our 54 respondents reported being at least 20% below their full employment capacity. 19% of those respondents said they were at least 40% below their full employment capacity. That speaks back up to that number of people that employers are looking to hire. And it's interesting, the parallel, 20% report needing 5 or more employees, 19% report being 40% below their full employment capacity. So you can see there that you know, one leads to the other. If you're not at full employment and you're not able to fill those open positions, it is going to take a toll on what you're able to do from an operational standpoint. As we continue looking through the results of our workforce rundown week one survey, 30% of the 54 respondents that we had reported that they've had to alter their hours or operations due to lack of adequate staffing. And this is where we asked for a little bit of explanation. And some of that explanation came in the form of, from an accommodation standpoint, we've got hotels up here that are leaving rooms dark. And what dark means is just not selling them, not because they don't want to, but because they can't clean them. They don't have enough staff to get in and prepare those rooms for the next guest. So they're leaving blocks of rooms dark until they can get those rooms maybe taken care of the next day or the day after. We have seen restaurants and retail shops alter hours. Some of them saying, we're not going to be open on Mondays. Some of them taking odd breaks during the period of the day because of staffing. Can't get somebody to work that 10 to 2 shift. Sometimes you might just have to close the door. We have seen a number of heads of business back in the point of sale position. A lot of our friends and neighbors that we're not used to seeing out there on the front lines have been on the front lines. And so you have to do what you have to do. But again, there's a part of this that is a customer service related question. What is it that you're willing to do to operate your business versus what are the ramifications of operating your business in a less than desirable way? We know that people form their habits pretty quickly and sometimes don't take full context into that habit forming. So sometimes opening your doors and just trying to get by actually does you more harm than good in the long term. And that's something that a number of our businesses are having to navigate. Final point here in the workforce rundown statistics of our 54 respondents, 58% reported the need to increase pay rates to attract more qualified candidates. And we have, again, heard a lot about and seen a lot of evidence of people that are hiring at $12, $13, $14 an hour for jobs that used to be in the 7, 8, or 9 range. We have seen signing bonuses. We have seen all kinds of creative ways to try to get people into the workforce. Same-day pay, same-day bonus pay when you work that first day. So those numbers give you an idea that we are not immune from some of the problems that we are hearing about. But it's also important to note, too, that everybody is different. What some of the urban area struggle is, and quite honestly, that's more reported because there are more ways to report that information. Some of the urban area struggle doesn't match what we see in a tourism town or what we see in a tourism town that is lacking a key part of its workforce due to remote learning and all that's done to take Appalachian State, Caldwell Community College, Lees McRae students out of the mix where traditionally some of those people may have been around. So it's important to understand the local dynamics. Now, what have we done with this information? We have sent this to Senator Ballard, to Representative Pickett, so they can continue to update their caucus and their committees on what our rural Northwest North Carolina college town economic position is, and to also give them hopefully some idea of that struggle so they can continue to fight and advocate on behalf of our business community and our community at large. This is not just a business thing. This is a community operations thing. If you can't have certain essential businesses operating at full speed, that gets into some of the issues of how the community operates. We've heard stories around the state of things like sanitation workers not having enough to fill out schedules, so trash pickups are altered. Same thing with some municipal services. This isn't just a private business thing. We have heard our city, county governments, other towns and municipalities throughout Watauga County and other areas struggling to fill jobs in public works and things along those lines. So we don't want to see widespread disruption of services. We have seen enough disruption, but we understand that this particular workforce issue has a lot of different layers to it and impacts a lot of different areas. So what comes next? Certainly there are legislative options that are available to our state government. It's also interesting to note that our state government just reported that they are clicking along at about 23% more tax collection revenue that they thought they would have at this point in time, about $1.9 billion to the good. So hopefully some of that $1.9 billion will be spent on ways that we can help stabilize our business economy. We know that there is a lot of conversation around the unemployment insurance benefit, whether North Carolina can opt out of that, whether the federal government's going to try to extend beyond September. It doesn't look like that's gained a lot of traction, but it at least has been discussed. And what our legislators are doing on things like the PPP tax that we've been talking about a lot, making sure that the state of North Carolina joins forces with the other 48 states that have already done this to say that businesses that use PPP loan money to offset expenses are not taxed on that money. That's a big hiring deterrent right now, too. There are some people that are wondering about a potential five-figure swing in terms of taxable expense and what that may do to their bottom line. So that person they want to hire, they may be holding off hiring until they get a little bit more clarity there. We've also got childcare concerns, all of this opening timed up at a time where public schools closed. And we know that due to COVID, we're still not seeing camps at full capacity. Some of the places that we were used to sending our younger kids just aren't don't have the volume that they normally do. So number of different things at play here. So we will be collecting this data for the next several weeks, and we will be able to start to establish some trends. Again, getting 54 respondents in 4 days basically was pretty good. And we've been able to talk about this enough to where we hopefully can double, triple that number as we move forward and set a little bit more context. So we're not operating off of the abstract. We're operating off of some cold, hard data. It's up to our representatives to take that cold, hard data and turn it into action. And we will continue to advocate for just that to happen. But we will be asking our membership to continue to fill out this information. It takes about 2 minutes to fill out the survey. You're not giving out any proprietary information, and you're not signing your name to it either. This is a kind of a blind survey. We don't want to, we ask business category, but we do not ask business name or for contact information or anything else. So when you see that survey come in your inbox a little bit later today, feel free to fill that out. It would actually help us quite a bit. Be as truthful as you need to be. Don't paint a bleaker picture. Don't paint the rosier picture. Give us the actual. What are you experiencing day to day? So we can get this information to the right folks to help maybe provide a little bit better context as to what we're dealing with here in the high country. So we get through that. We understand that we've got a staff. What is it that we need a staff for? We're going to get into that next. You're listening to Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Are you interested in getting the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you have questions about the vaccine? The COVID-19 vaccine is available locally, and all of the approved vaccines are safe and effective in preventing severe illness, hospitalization, and death. When you get a vaccine, you are protecting yourself and our local community from further spread of COVID-19. Show your love and get a COVID-19 vaccine. To learn more, visit apphealthcare.com or call 828-795-1970. You have a spot. Take your shot.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for tuning in again this week. Hey, looking forward to seeing a number of you at Business After Hours later this evening. Our first one since February of 2020. Can't wait. Going to be a beautiful night out at the Inn at Crestwood, 5 o'clock to 7. You've got till early this afternoon to RSVP. So if you haven't done that yet, head over to boonchamber.com, sign up, and we look forward to seeing you tonight. Speaking of events, there are a ton of those coming up. So we're talking about staffing, trying to get that all worked out. So let's say that you're working on that, or maybe get that all worked out. What are you staffing for? Sometimes in the day-to-day, especially in the summer, we get so fixated on what we've got to do to survive today and get to tomorrow and get to the weekend and get to the next holiday that we forget to project a little bit and think about those bigger blocks of time where things are going to be a little bit more pegged in the red, so to speak, from a visitor standpoint or from an activity standpoint, that maybe those things sneak up on us a little bit and we're not able to schedule as effectively. And all of a sudden, that event that's been on the calendar for a little while turns into something that we've got to react to very quickly, where with just a little bit of a pullback, we might have been able to see it coming. So we've tried to answer that challenge for you from the Boone Area Chamber. Last week, we sent out a list of a calendar of events for the summer and really more for the early fall. Not as much to let you know about events and encourage you to attend, but really give you an opportunity to plan for those events, because there are some high volume weekends that are already kind of circled in red on the calendar that you want to make sure that as you're thinking about adding staff or scheduling staff or communicating to new employees that here are some periods that we really need you to be around, you know about those things a little bit more ahead of time. So certainly we're excited to see the Grandfather Mountain Highland Games come back July 8th through the 12th. That is always a high volume time throughout the entire high country. We see that event not only pulling people in for the Highland Games, but for the Grandfather Mountain Marathon and for the Bear and for all of those different things that go on with that particular event. So just know that that will be one of the first things we see right after the 4th of July. The September 4th date, Luke Combs concert at Kid Brewer Stadium. An estimated 35,000 people will be in Boone for that. A lot of them first-time visitors and not necessarily following the same travel patterns and activity patterns that a football game would. So with that, a little bit different movement, a little bit different length of stay, a little bit different emphasis on how our business community will respond. A couple of other weekends, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but September 10th and 11th, that of course, and really go back to Thursday, September 9th, Antlers and Acorns Songwriters Festival at the same time as the Banff Film Festival. Talk about a great weekend for arts and entertainment here in the High Country. The following weekend, the weekend of the 18th, we'll have our first home football game with App taking on Elon, an in-state team, so probably some extra visitors there. That's also the the Blue Ridge Conservancy 5K. There is also Merlefest that weekend. There is also a race at Bristol that weekend. So again, we put these things out there not to give you anxiety because they can, but also just to make sure that you are keeping awareness out there of when those big blocks of time are. We know that Woolly Worm Weekend will be another one. Woolly Worm Festival, Valley Country Fair, they are back in mid-October, the weekend of the 16th and 17th. We've got some other dates on there too. So if you're a chamber member, go back and find that email. There's a link to a calendar of events. We're going to continue to update that. We're looking at the high volume events that bring in the thousands. We know that there are a lot of events that bring in the hundreds, and those stacked on top of each other can present some challenges as well. But really, this is just a way to inform you about things that are going on and allow you to schedule out appropriately. So hopefully you'll be able to read through that document and see where some of those times are and make the appropriate adjustments now, so that saves you anxiety and angst and heartburn in the future. So that's a lot for you on this installment of Mind Your Business. Sometimes it's good to just kind of kick back and take stock a little bit at where we are from an employment standpoint, what we need to provide from an employment standpoint, so we continue to provide that atmosphere that we know not only visitors love, but our locals love. And that's the reason why we're here, right? Because we love this place and we love the way it operates. So hopefully today's show is helpful. We'll be right back with you again next week with another installment of Mind Your Business here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.